This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic, you know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
We're still seeing the same numbers for corn and soybean exports. Corn is looking good, while soybeans continue to struggle. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers.
Inside the range of estimates for corn and soybeans, corn continues to see good sales. This is, I think, 12 weeks in a row of good export sales for that old crop corn market. 538,000 tons overall, total at 720,000 tons. This is, we mentioned it last week, we've hit the USDA's goal. So at this point, it's just a matter of getting it shipped out. And maybe we do see some adjustments later on for upward movement of that that export goal. On the bean side of things, we continue to languish on low export demand. 208,000 tons of old crop soybeans, all total just shy of 400,000 tons. So overall, continuing to really struggle to sell soybeans here, whether it's the old crop or the new crop.
Yesterday also saw China making its first purchase of new crop soybeans, but McBride said it's just a start and we need to see more.
We're way behind on where we should be. I think we've only got about 1.5 million tons of new crop beans sold at this point. Typically at this time of the year, we're starting to see daily flash sales, and we're just not getting those numbers. We've had anywhere up to 13 million tons booked at this point in other years, but like I said, 1.5-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood is way behind where it needs to be.
For the rest of this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.